What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Today, we've got the latest on the impeachment hearings happening on Capitol Hill. Yes, it's happening again, ladies and gentlemen. Also, the latest stupid thing that AOC said. You're not going to want to miss it, and it starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, today joined by my two good friends, Chad Prather, America's favorite cowboy and future governor of Texas, and also happens to be host of the Chad Prather Show here on Blaze TV.
That's a lot of favorites and futures. Excited about
and,
me.
And we might, we're excited about you too. We might be joined by your puppy.
Yeah, she's hanging around.
Is she?
She's chilling.
I kind of prefer her to you.
I understand. They did a poll yesterday, and I severely lost.
Did you?
As to who was the cutest. Shocker.
I mean, come on. Yeah. She's stiff competition. We're also joined by Jason Buttrell, chief researcher of the Glenn Beck Program, and also the reader of things that whenever we don't want to read something that's too long, we give it to him.
Dump it on him.
I'm used to it. That's him. All right. I say this 10 million times, but it's always true that we are living in Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. And it's just the same thing on loop over and over and over again. Now we're seeing with the impeachment hearings, Mike Pence informed Nancy Pelosi that he was not going to invoke the 25th Amendment of the Constitution, of course, to remove President Trump in his final days of office, which prompted Nancy Pelosi to take up impeachment hearings once again on the floor. So, a lot of fun stuff going on. Your tax dollars are being used really, really well so far in 2021. And I just to kind of set the stage, let's go ahead. I want to get your thoughts on this gentleman, but let's go ahead and listen to Eric Swalwell the other night talking about President Trump and why, you know, it's so important to impeach the man. Listen to who he actually compares him to.
But they're saying holding him accountable is different from the people who directly were involved in tearing down the doors and rampaging the Capitol building.
Well, Osama bin Laden did not enter U.S. soil on September 11, but it was widely acknowledged that he was responsible for inspiring the attack on our country. And the president, with his words, using the words fight with the speakers that he assembled that day, who called for trial by combat and said we have to take names and kick ass. That is hate speech that inspired and radicalized people to storm the Capitol. And when you read the indictments from the U.S. Attorney's Office of people who've been arrested in their FBI interviews, they cite that they were called there by the president. They were in the Capitol because the president told them to do so. So we must hold this president accountable for his inciting words.
Are you comparing President Trump to Osama bin Laden?
I'm comparing the words of a individual who would incite and radicalize somebody as Osama bin Laden did to what President Trump did. You don't actually have to commit the violence yourself, but if you call others to violence, that itself is a crime.
I can't, guys. I freaking can't. Could you please?
No, I can't either.
Please, I can't.
I really can't either. I mean, we're listening to a dude who spent 6 years in a relationship with a Chinese spy where he's putting his wing wing and fang fang. I mean, this is insane that anybody is listening to Eric Swalwell, who can't even explain what he means, right? He compares the president to Osama bin Laden, talks about an act of aggression and terrorism. Osama bin Laden? Osama bin Laden? Are you kidding me? You know, dictators don't get censored, right? They don't get impeached. They're the ones who do the dictating. And these folks are comedic at best at this point. I can't imagine having that type of assumed delegated power and authority, and this is how you choose to use it.
Yeah.
And this is what we're watching. It is a clown circus at this point.
Also, the Jason the mask is a nice touch, considering I'm
idiot.
He's just there by himself. Pretty sure he's far away from the camera. Probably could remove it.
But. So ridiculous. And this also shows, speaking of ridiculous, this shows the flimsiness of their case here. Mm-hmm. So their entire case is that somehow Trump inspired. He said that so many times, inspired this to happen. He didn't order it. He didn't order anything to happen. And that's why he changed the history with Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden did not inspire people, and then they suddenly were like, you know what, that's a really inspiring speech Osama gave, and then flew those planes into the into New York. No, he ordered it. He ordered and planned it.
Kind of a big detail.
Big distinction there. Yeah. And that shows you, like, so they're going to be, you know, eventually probably arguing this in the Senate. They're going to try and again change the narrative that it was inspired. Well, yeah, but he didn't order it. Well, it doesn't matter. He gave a really good speech himself and inspired it. It's bull crap.
I mean, and honestly, that could give any criminal any reason to do anything and just blame it on someone who inspired
them. I was inspired.
Right? Like, well, I killed someone because I was inspired by this movie that I saw, so you should hold the movie accountable.
You could indict somebody else for anybody else's actions regardless.
Yeah.
If
you're just taking the person who committed the crime at their word, which I don't think we probably should do because they're criminals.
Yeah.
Chad?
I read Catcher in the Rye and something triggered in my brain and suddenly I became a serial stalker. I mean, this is the kind of weird stuff that, I mean, it's just insane. Osama bin Laden was a terror mastermind, okay? He was an enemy of the state. I mean, there is no comparison in this whole thing. I'm so tired I am physically tired from listening to the mental gymnastics that these people have to go through to try to villainize Donald Trump.
Yeah, it is.
It's so funny because you can tell when they're sitting in their chamber trying to figure out how the heck they're going to sell this.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, who do we bring? Osama bin Laden inspired people. You know what I mean? Like, but they're like, how do we get around Trump not actually telling them go storm the Capitol? Yeah. How do we get around that? Oh, well, inspired.
They haven't used the Jim Jones example yet, have they? Have they done it? Just drink the Kool-Aid, children.
It's coming, I'm sure.
I'm sure if they haven't, it is coming. Well, when Donald Trump went and said, we should fight, we should let them know. I even said, I was like, she's over here.
Yeah.
She's over here. We got a puppy barking over here. I even said, okay, they're going to take this, and even though he clearly said peacefully, they're going to use it as a dog whistle. You knew it was going to happen as soon as you saw it taking place, because it doesn't matter what he says. They're going to say, if he said the entire time, he said, I don't even want you guys to go to the Capitol. I just want you guys to stay right here. I want you to stay peaceful. I want to make sure that nothing gets out of control. The news still would have said, oh, he was just saying that. So you would think that he wanted peace, but really, he wanted them to do it. That's why he brought it. It doesn't matter what he says. They're going to spin it how they want.
He just wanted to make sure that white riot happened. You know?
Right.
I mean, there's actually a New York Times article this morning called, the headline says, White Riot. That was what Trump was after, is to make sure that this ethno-nationalism showed its face here in America, in the nation's capital, with these insurrectionists. I mean, ethno-nationalists, that's a white nationalist. I mean, that's the way they're terming that now. Yeah. They think if they use enough big words that people will just go, you know what? We really have been duped. We really have. Because let me tell you something. Earl, in his single-wide trailer that drives a 1978 single-cab Dodge pickup truck and has been arrested for a DWI and just likes to be left alone to drink his cold beer, ain't sitting around thinking about ethno-nationalism and white supremacy. He's just not. Now, he might be pissed off. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Americans, 75 million Americans, are pissed off because they feel like they've been called Nazis, defrauded as racists, misogynists and bigots and homophobes and xenophobes and every other phobe you can call somebody. And people are just sitting around. And what they want is, they want to get to the bottom of this thing, to feel like that their nation still stands for what they believe in. Because so many things that we do believe in have been trampled on. And these people are just running it one more time around the three rings of the circus. So this stuff's just gotten out of mind. Now they're mind reading, but what do you expect from people who consider themselves to be the thought police?
Yeah. More on the impeachment hearings that have been taking place on Capitol Hill today. Let's listen to Matt Gaetz, who, of course, was quick to defend President Trump and point out, the leftist hypocrisy of it all. Listen.
I denounced political violence from all ends of the spectrum, But make no mistake, the left in America has incited far more political violence than the right. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing. Or they cheerled for it, and they fundraised for it, and they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. Now, some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires, and we
time
put them out.
Expired. There will be order in the House.
I yield back.
So that's what that ridiculous circus looked like today. I know, right?
It's the Steadicam.
Right.
She is protecting me from all things Steadicam. Of our cameraman right here. Come here.
There's a growing number of GOP lawmakers in the House who say that they will support impeachment. So you have that. But at the same time you have that, you've got an internal memo that shows that key voters, 60% of battleground voters, view these latest efforts to impeach President Trump as another waste of time and money. 60%. And I'm like, okay, well, where were these people when we were voting?
Right.
Because they already did this. Mm-hmm. If you're tired of it now, they already did it. What were you doing at the polls?
That small amount of Republicans that are going to vote for this, which I'm assuming they've already voted. I haven't checked the...
as of the time of this taping, I don't think that they had, but I'm sure they will have.
That's the establishment that wants to see Trump out, period, because they want control mm-hmm. back. Mm-hmm. You've got another group that want to go in that direction of actually, you know, representing their constituents. The other side, the other Republicans, they're not interested at all in representing their constituents. Yeah. They're represented in basically the status quo,
right,
which is going the same line that the Democrats are, further and further to the left, happy to go with them as long as they can continue to say they're Republicans and they can stay in power. That's it. Trump is a fundamental threat to their style of politics, and they can't stand it. And that's why I fully expect this, if it doesn't happen before, you know, Wednesday, next Wednesday, they're still going to do it.
Yes.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, because he's not a civil officer, is what it says in the Constitution, but they're still, he's going to be a civilian at that point. So they're going to impeach a civilian.
Yeah, well, because then doesn't that make him ineligible to
that's what it's all about.
Run again, right?
It says
they
nothing
just
to
make
do.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. They want to send a message to all the people who might be outsiders looking to shake things up. So this poll was, of course, from the Washington Examiner. And these were key states. They were Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada. Texas was included, Wisconsin was included, and let me just read you a couple more of these points, because I think they're very interesting. 23% prefer impeaching President Trump, only 23%. 77% said Congress should work on coronavirus response instead, and 74% said impeachment is politically motivated to prevent the president from running again. 65% said Biden and Pelosi are keeping the country divided. Again, Chad, I ask, where the hell were these people at the ballot boxes?
Yeah, I understand. Well, it was a fraudulent election. I mean, let's be clear. Now, you know, there were a lot of mess ups along the way, but let's be clear. And let me also say, back to Jason's point, these Republicans, these so-called never Trump Republicans, these guys who are opposed to Trump, they don't realize they're the reason Trump exists. Yeah. We're so sick of their GOP politics as usual. That's why Trump came on the scene. So to go back to your poll question, these people are fed up with the whole system of Washington. But the only voices that are truly being heard are the far right or the far left. It's either the progressive or us ethno-nationalists that are out here.
The white riots.
The white riots.
Register that band name now.
Exactly.
That's dope.
Yeah. But the average American is fed up with everybody. They're fed up with all of them. And I got to admit, I'm fed up with all of them.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the whole deal. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, the cute thing also is to your point, to where Trump is the reason why, or the Republicans in name only are the reasons why Trump, you know, came here. They mm-hmm. created this situation. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is they think that it's just cute that they think this is going away when Trump leaves office.
Right.
Like, this is the beginning of something. It is not the end.
Yeah.
And they can't figure that out.
And by the way, shutting him up only makes it worse for you guys.
Oh, it always does. Censorship always does.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. We've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Grove Collaborative. So if you have maybe pledged in the new year to have a healthier lifestyle and you don't know where to begin, let Grove Collaborative help give you a jump start. Okay, Grove is, it's my kind of place because I'm what they call a conservative hippie. All right, they've got an online marketplace for sustainable home essentials. They deliver it directly to your doorstep, and they take the guesswork out of going green. So if you are looking to be more environmentally friendly, maybe you don't care about the environment at all, but you're just looking to be more, you know, friendly, kid friendly, pet friendly. You want these products that you know are going to be safe for your family members. They've got home products, beauty products, personal care products. They are going to be safe for everyone who lives in your household. And you're not gonna have to shop multiple stores or search endlessly online to get all of the natural goods that you need. You can go straight to Grove. Join over 2 million households who have trusted Grove Collaborative to make their homes happier and healthier. I'm telling you guys, they've got Mrs. Meyers. They have got all of the top brands that are really, really good, but also really safe and green for your family. Make your home healthier this new year. Shipping is fast and free on your first order for a limited time. When you go to grove.co/news, you will also get a free Mrs. Meyers gift set. I want that gift set. I love Mrs. Meyers. I use it exclusively in my house. I'm going to be jealous of you when you get this gift set. You can get free shipping again. This is a $30 value that you get added on. It is grove.co/news. That is grove.co/news. Back in a minute. So during the break, we went and checked, and now we're with you guys who are watching this live. Yes, he's been impeached in the House. Now the question is, what happens with the Senate? So the report is that Mitch McConnell has delayed there was supposed to be an emergency hearing, which Mitch McConnell has delayed. But Jason, is it over?
No, it's not over. Since he's already said that he would be for the impeachment, to me, it tells me, well, I mean, why not do it now, right? If you really want to make a statement, do it now.
It says Mitch McConnell said he was for the impeachment, right. just to clarify for you guys out there.
So to me, that says they don't have the votes. He's going to want to make sure he has the votes.
Yeah,
there's no reason to delay it unless you, I mean, if you have the votes, then do it.
Right.
So he's probably going to go fishing for votes, would be my guess. He's going to spend from now until sometime next week fishing for the votes.
It's incredible.
Just absolutely insane.
Incredible the precedent that this would set if it happens, Chad.
Yeah, they want a dictatorship. They're going to get a dictatorship. That's ultimately where this thing leads. If the American people were truly expressing their rights, they could recall a lot of these elected officials. I would say that they need to primary every single person that's sitting in the Senate seat or a congressional seat. They need to primary every single one of them. And it needs to go back to by the people, for the people. You know, these are people who are never going to vote it themselves for term limits. They're never going to vote themselves out of a job. These are people who are power hungry on the right and the left. These are the WWE wrestlers that get in the ring and they blather and they sweat and bleed all over each other. And then they get in the same limousine and go to the same restaurant and eat the same steak. This is what's going on here in Washington, D.C. These are swamp creatures. These are evil, evil precedents that are being set. That I promise you, it doesn't matter if you're on the right or the left. This system ultimately is going to devour this country if it's not reeled in. And I don't see any way of doing that right now because we're not willing to.
Mm. Well, good news. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for
just
that.
Call me Glenn Beck.
All right.
A puppy, I feel like Dr. Evil.
That's so cute.
Just petting the dog.
I much prefer this dog to a hairless cat. He did have a hairless cat, didn't he? All right. So in that poll that we just discussed, I wanted to get your thoughts on the other part of it, which was big tech. So when it came to big tech platforms, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, voters, again, overwhelmingly against these speech crackdowns that we're seeing. 74% agreed that if Twitter, Facebook, and Google could censor and take away the president's right to free speech, that they could take away the right to free speech for any American. Only 26% disagree. Now, this, of course, comes as President Trump's account was banned from YouTube. So just very slowly, I think they're trying to just remove him from public life at all. We talked about yesterday how the banks had decided that they weren't going to allow him to hold accounts there. So banks are trying to get rid of him. They're trying to banish him from the internet.
I'll set up a bank right now. Trump can bank with my bank. 100%.
So again, it's interesting we see all these people who you would think if they thought these things, they would have made sure at the ballot box that we had a different outcome. And yet here we are. I have to believe if it things keep going the way that they are, surely maybe in 2 years it swings back in Congress.
Well, it did in 2009.
Anyone?
It did in 2009.
Right. I mean, they're doubling down. I mean, because they've just been emboldened by if whatever the case may be, whether it was a fraudulent thing or whether they think that Americans truly gave them the votes. I think they know what really happened. But whatever the case may be, they're emboldened now to cram everything through, do whatever the heck they want, because why shouldn't they? They just won.
It really depends on how hard they push. I think that we could see, after Obama in 2008, what was that, the 2 years later, Republicans took back control. I think it really, depends on how hard they push. What is their health care thing that there, is it closer to Bernie's Medicare for All, or is it closer to basically what we already got with Obamacare? I really don't know. I hope that's the case with the tech stuff. I was looking at some left-leaning influencers were coming out and saying we're getting kind of scared now. Emily Ratajkowski,
yes.
She took time from posing nude, which I was very pissed off about, to actually
make
a good point.
Wait, you were pissed off about posing nude, or
no,
you were pissed off she took time from it?
That she took time from
right,
it.
Right.
I've got my priorities set. But yeah, I mean, if you're getting people like that, like, so they're the ones that's so funny. They've been silent on, shadow banning, all that stuff. They've been silent. But now since they're seeing how bad it's actually going to get, they're starting to get freaked out.
Yeah.
If they ever have an opinion that goes against whatever the narrative is, hey, welcome to what we're facing right now.
Right.
I tell you what, I mean, it is not a good time to be a digital media company at all. They're taking apps off app stores. I mean, they did to Parler basically what they did to Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And that was initiated by a member of the media over at CNN. That's another just absolutely mind-blowing thing. But that's what we're looking at. Financial institutions, big tech, all that stuff, they're already working with the government. There's already a cooperation between them. What's next?
Mm.
Are we going to have to get separate banks? Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Are we going to have our own servers like locked down just in case so we can have a voice? It's scary, but that's what we're looking at.
Chad, how far do you think it's going to go?
I think it's going to go so far that these useful idiots like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey are going to get devoured by the system that they helped create. They're going to create a government overreach that is so large and that is so anti any voice of dissent that ultimately the animal, it's going to be like Frankenstein. They create the animal and the animal turns on them because the government, once it gets to be that size, it ain't going to allow itself to be the puppet for very long. See, right now, big tech thinks that they're the puppet masters, and they may be, but that's not going to last forever. I guarantee you it's not. It's going to get ugly.
Some of the hypocrisy that I've seen on, you call this stuff out, right? And they say, well, it's a private company. They're using that. They're actually using conservative talking points for it. But it's absolutely insane that the reason they have the power is because their partnership with the government is codified into law, period. Like, so it's more than just a private company issue. But you never see them have any issues whatsoever with going after, like, I don't know, say, like, an oil company or something like that for the things that they do. You know, they're like, oh, no, the government should regulate those oil companies. But they're a private company.
Right.
They can go drill for oil. Yeah, but they're complete counter-argument on the other side when it comes to, this issue because it actually goes in their direction.
Yeah. Well, good news. Twitter is very against internet censorship all of a sudden. If you guys have high blood pressure, just wait until you hear this. For the, in Uganda, there was an election and Twitter wanted to make sure that they announced their stance on having a free and open internet. They said ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that the internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights, and the principles of the hashtag open internet. Now, I will say violate basic human rights is that's a ridiculous, like, first world thing to say. But they also continued, earlier this week, in close coordination with our peers, we suspended a number of accounts targeting the election in Uganda. If we can attribute any of this activity to state-backed actors, we will disclose to our Archive of Information Operations. Access to information and freedom of expression, including the public conversation on Twitter, is never more important than during a democratic process, particularly elections.
You can't make it up.
You can't freaking make it up if you tried.
No, you can't do it.
So I guess here's my question on this. Do they, like, they, surely they know they're being hypocritical, right? Like, it's not lost on them.
It's a total wag the dog scenario. This is, they know it, they're doing it, they think you're stupid. They believe that your ignorance can't see between, you know, they just float this stuff out there like it's just normal, everyday, whatever, conversational. You know, we're not going to interfere with free speech. We're not going to, I mean, they use the same terminology in that tweet that we use when we're arguing against suppression, right? Access to information and freedom of expression. Freedom of expression. That's what we've been saying. And everybody says, well, they're a private company. They can do whatever they want to do. Well, no, private companies can't just do whatever they want to do. Do we have signs that say colored water fountain? You know, coloreds come in through the back.
Can bars be open in many states right now?
That's massively offensive and wrong.
Yeah.
What if Costco said, you know what, whites can't shop here between 3 and 5 in the afternoon. Or if you do, you can only shop between aisles 1 and 6. You can't have access to the rest of the store. Mm-hmm. What if you did that? Well, they're a private company. Can they do that?
No.
Why not? I mean, why can't they do it? I mean, they got the right to do it, right? No, we'd shut that down so fast that Costco would be out of business by tonight.
Yeah.
I just love Last to word. See people self-own themselves. And that thread basically was that. It was so contradictory.
But that's why I'm like, tell me that they understand that they're being
hypocritical. No, they don't.
You really don't think?
No, because they think that they know the best. They know what's best for you. Yeah. So they criticize the country for shutting down access to their apps.
Right.
And then said... And then said, we believe in freedom of expression and all this stuff and speech. Oh, but then we also locked down a few accounts and made it to where they can't post anymore. They cannot see it because they think that they are right. They have the ability to say, you're wrong. And yeah, you're right. So
arbiters,
you can stay on.
Yeah.
But it's all on us to make that decision.
Right. Yeah. All right. We've got the latest crazy things that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has said when we come back in a minute. She's over here by me. She's over here. Hey, if you are living in a red state, what we call red states, well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would not call it a red state. In fact, she would say you're not in a red state. You are actually just suppressed. You're in a suppressed state. Listen.
We got to organize. And I think what we saw in Georgia is a really good example with black women leading the way, with multiracial and multicultural organizations leading the way. They proved that southern states are not red states. They are suppressed states, which means the only way that our country is going to heal is through the actual liberation of southern states, the actual liberation of the poor, the actual liberation of working people from economic, social, and racial oppression. That's the only way.
This is the future of Congress right here, ladies and gentlemen. Liberation of the people in those suppressed states, because it couldn't possibly be that people think differently than she does.
This is why I don't think that, I truly think we've crossed a Rubicon. Can't talk with your neighbor about politics. You can't talk with, I've seen family members arguing about politics. I mean, you can clearly see what she thinks about conservatives,
mm-hmm.
or anyone that doesn't agree with democratic socialism. She thinks you're stupid.
Yeah.
She thinks you're stupid.
You're stupid, and you're also a very, very tiny little blip in the population.
Right. And you're that wrong that you mm-hmm. need to be rescued.
Yes.
You know, or something like that. No, it's like, this is not, and you wonder why people are pissed off, mm-hmm. right? You wonder why people show up to places like Washington, D.C. and are cheering for Donald Trump, who's the only one that will listen to them. You wonder. Because the vast majority of the Republican Party is they're staying in the middle, like bobbing and weaving,
right.
You know, because they don't want to get hit by a punch. They just want things to go the way they are. People are sick of that. They're sick of this.
Yeah.
Like, you can imagine how insulting is that? Imagine, pick a city, in a what we would call a red state, and they're listening to this. Like, they're feeding their families, they're working ridiculously hard, and she just called you stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's going to smooth things out.
Well, and to Jason's point, Chad, you know, if you were someone who lived in a red state and you had seen evidence that led you to believe that the election was possibly fraudulent, that would really, really, really hit a nerve with you. Something tells me, for as much as the Democrats talk about wanting unity, now that Joe Biden is president, that's not actually what they want.
I can't believe that we've given a celebrity pulpit to this pinheaded moron.
I know.
It's sad.
That we have continued to put her out there because what she's wanting to do, and I'll get to your point in a second, she's wanting to criminalize anything that is a thought or a belief or a conviction that she doesn't agree with. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're right, Jason. That's why people gravitate. That's why Trump exists. Yeah. You know, here was a guy, they found in him a guy that they felt like related to where they are as Americans and their values. It's a sad state of affairs when you think about where we are, because we just had this conversation. I said, you know, I think 2021, for me on a business side of things, in terms of what I do, it's going to be a great year if they don't put me in jail for believing what I believe. And you said, could happen. Mm-hmm. It could happen. We're sitting here, you know, I'm out here talking with another Blaze TV host who's having to turn his phone into the FBI today, you know, dealing with that. I mean, it's very, very real. It's very close to home. These are the kind of things. The fact that we're listening to this and hearing this, if you have an idea that life is sacred from conception, or you have an idea that healthcare should be privatized, if you have an idea that, you know, people ought to be left alone to govern themselves, no. That's criminal thought right there. Mm-hmm. And to your point about unity, let me just say this. I don't unify with Nazis. I don't unify with racists or xenophobes or bigots or misogynists or any of those things. That's what we've been called.
Yes.
For
yeah.
4 years.
Yeah.
They do not want to unify with us
right. Because
they've said we're Nazis.
Yeah, that's what they say.
If you're on the right and have the rights or conservative convictions and beliefs, then you're a Nazi. They don't want to unify with quote-unquote Nazis. So no, it's a bunch of BS.
Which, you know, they are very effective at controlling the messaging. So speaking of that, another crazy thing that AOC said was that there is a commission being discussed to rein in media so that they can combat the misinformation and disinformation. Listen.
I don't think that the response, this kind of like medium term response has fully crystallized yet. But what I can say is that there's absolutely a commission that's being discussed, but it seems to be more investigatory in style rather than truth and reconciliation. And so I think that's an interesting concept for us to explore. And, you know, I do think that several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy, because that is a part of what happened here. And we're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. It's one thing to have differing opinions, but it's another thing entirely to just say things that are false.
Chad.
Teacher.
Yes.
Follow me.
Yes, Chad.
Is she advocating that there's a such thing as fake news? Really? Are you saying there's misinformation and disinformation in the media to the point where you're going to form an investigatory commission to look at fake news? That's exactly what she says. This is information illiteracy. Was that her phrase?
Yes.
Was that her phrase?
Yes. They
made That's called
media.
Fake news.
Well, and, you know, to that point, we had a president who anytime he would argue with someone who was pestering him, a member of the press who was pestering him, you had members of the press who were rude, disrespectful, who got kicked out of, let's say, a press conference, even though the organization was still involved in the press conference. And we got told that he was trying to take away the First Amendment.
Oh, they said the media was under attack.
Right.
That's what they said.
Just because journalists were under attack.
He called them fake news. He said they were under attack. This, what she's talking about, is the media actually being
like,
under attack.
If you thought that President Trump was bad, wait.
Remember when they made the video meme of him in the wrestling thing, and he come down to CNN, he wrecks him, and then they're like, oh, he's inciting violence against the media. She wants to form a commission. This takes me back to the good old days of 1938, 1939, there in Munich. Just outside of Berlin, I was a boy, and I'll just say a few of us were discussing a commission.
God.
It's insane.
It really is.
Where we are. I'll kick your ass. Let me tell you something.
Oh, God,
I ain't afraid of none of you. You're not forming a you're not taking me down. Y'all can kiss my ass. You honestly can. AOC's a pinhead. Joe Biden's a senile old man. Pee pads and knee pads. That's what I'm calling this administration. I'm done with all of them. Done with all of them. You're not going to shut down 75 million Americans who have been screwed over with the idea that some senile man who didn't campaign and spent his time in the basement got 81 million votes, more than any other in the history of United States elections. You can't tell me that that's not absolute fake news right there. But you're going to form a commission. You're going to form a commission to investigate informational illiteracy. Shut up, lady. This girl's crazy. And you know what? You can put them all in a bottle. The Republicans, the Democrats, shake them up and pour them out. It's the same pile of crap. I don't care what you say. And they're going to put everything. They're going to say, oh, my God, Chad Prather's inciting violence. Oh, shut up.
The crazy thing, too, is she's speaking specifically just about Fox News or outlets like us.
I'm sure she would be speaking in Blaze TV as well.
Anybody conservative. She's not talking about mainstream media at all. And we've just had 4 straight years of crappy reporting from the mainstream media. All their Russia stuff was wrong. All their Washington Post stuff was, you know, wrong on Russia. All the Ukraine crap. All that stuff was wrong. I mean, none of that was true. Yeah. That was all fake news from the media outlets that she wants to enable.
This is the woman who came out and said, I didn't think I was going to live till the end of the day. During the Capitol riots. I didn't think I was going to live till the end of the day. I had an encounter. I didn't think I was going to be alive at the end of the day.
The pose for a fake picture at the border, like crying.
Didn't she say something about their message is more important than truth? What was her exact quote? You remember what I'm talking about?
I don't remember.
She made the comment that was like, yeah, well, truth is not as important as, you
facts
know.
Facts over truth or whatever it was. Yeah.
Well, that was Joe Biden.
But it was the
they
same,
all say stupid
It was the same
crap.
Sentiment.
Yeah, we can't keep
just,
up with
it's
it.
It's just, I want to go home.
Back in a minute. By the way, AOC's quote was, I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely factually and semantically correct than about being morally right, and that they would be wrong, because it's more about being morally right than being factual, according to AOC. Speaking of morally right, the Centers for Disease Control, right, the CDC, obviously says to stem the spread of COVID, everyone's supposed to be wearing masks. That's a big hot topic on this network. I know. I think I'm sitting at the table. I think all three of us are like anti-mask. Could I say that?
Oh, no, I've been converted.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, I've been converted 100%. I'm a liberal now. Let me tell you, I've been converted on masks. I've been converted on liberalism. I just want to get along with everybody now. So.
You there can't. Oh, God. Okay, well, where's your other one? Because now the New York Times is saying that on top of that, you're supposed to wear two masks instead of one. If you combine multiple layers, you start achieving pretty high efficiencies of blocking the viruses from exiting.
Oh, forget it. I quit.
Although
I can't keep up with the goalposts moving.
They did point out that you I'm not making this up. It says, quote, we run the risk of making it too hard to breathe.
You think?
I mean, minor risks involved. What do you need breath for, really?
Yeah.
But two masks instead of one to stem the spread of this ridiculously deadly disease.
Air is highly overrated, I will say, for my
Nobody
first
needs
point.
It.
My second point
carbon
is
carbon dioxide, way better.
The masks and the lockdown mandates, really, I think, were how far can we push these people and get away with it? Now it's like, okay, let's see how much more we can get with. Start stacking, start layering up like you're going to go out for a snowball fight.
Like Randy in Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Free!
Do you agree, Chad?
Yeah, I think you should wear two condoms instead of one. But it may be, you know, you might not feel the same, but whatever.
Well, that took a weird turn. Do you agree that this was just all about power? I mean, I tend to agree.
100%. Look, the social distancing, the lockdowns, the mask thing, they failed. It didn't work. You look at California, perfect example, the contraction rates through the roof, and they have the most regulations and mandates.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's a failed experiment. It didn't work. We told you from the beginning, and everybody wanted to shame us and fight against us and tell us just wear your mask or just stay home. Just lose weight. Okay?
Yes.
Just get healthy. I mean, why don't you do that? It's there. It's going to continue. People are going to get it. At this stage, everybody I know pretty much has had it or, you know, whatever. You're going to get it. You wear your mask if that's what you want to do. But this is dumb.
Wear two masks.
Because now what they're doing, if you see these lawmakers, like I've seen Pelosi, I've seen Joe Biden do it, they wear the N95 and then they wear the decorative mask on the outside of it.
Well, you got to be fancy.
You got to stylize it. Nancy Pelosi's pumped full of styrofoam with so much in her face, like she stood too close to the Botox machine when it blew up. She doesn't even feel her face. She doesn't know if the mask is shagging down off of her face right now.
It's already so hard to understand her when she speaks. Yeah. With the two masks on, how are you going to understand her?
You know, that Adderall-infused mouth chew she does. You know the difference between her chewing her fake teeth and a cow chewing cud? It's the intelligent look on the cow's face. Hate mail directed at Sarah. At
She manages it all.
Can't wait. Jason, have you been mask shamed? Like shamed? I'm sorry, shamed for not wearing a mask anywhere?
No.
Bruce Willis did yesterday.
No, I saw that. But I keep trying to encourage people, like, especially if you're in Texas. Yeah, it says it on there. There's a sign that says it at the door. And you know what? You go in and you don't wear a mask. And 99% of the time, no one says anything to you.
Let me tell you. So I went to our, you know, Texas is famous for its Buc-ee's gas stations and convenience stores. It's like heaven on earth.
Yes.
Retail heaven. And so I go in there and they had a box of masks sitting there for $3.90. And I said, I want a box of these. And there were 50 masks in the box for $3.90. She goes, why? And I said, because I can't buy toilet paper this cheap. Fact of the matter. That's the way it is. Masks don't work.
So. Yeah, although I did walk into last time I was in a Buc-ee's, I was the only one
I walked in the other day. I went into a Buc-ee's. I was pretty much the only one not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I make them tell me pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to tell me, I'm not, and don't send me hate mail on top of what you're already sending me about Chad. I get it. If the management comes over and says you need to wear a mask to be in here, I'm not trying to start problems with a private business, but most of the time they have it on there to CYA.
Half the time I live in a hotel. We checked into a hotel the other day and they were like, we need you to put a mask on. I'm like, really? This is one of the nastiest places on the planet. I mean, let's run a blue light through through room 206 and let's see what's been going on in there. And you're going to tell me I need a mask to come in here? Stupid.
Yeah. All right, back in a minute.
Stupid. Somebody was wearing two condoms.
Hey, don't forget, if you have not yet subscribed to the audio podcast, make sure that you go and do that. Rate it, review it, subscribe to The News and Why It Matters, wherever you get your podcasts. Here are some of your reviews from Rijor. They said, I particularly love it when Chad is on because Sarah lets him have lots of rope and room to run. My main complaint is the show is too short, which I hope he or she is watching today. And
lots of rope? Then what, hang himself?
Well, I just, you know, you talk about wearing two condoms.
Yeah, well, there
and
you
I
go.
Just sit here dumbfounded and can't seem to stop you. Here's another review from Sneaky Cracker. Prather Gonzalez 2024 and Buttrell for Secretary of State.
Oh, nice. I'm down with that.
Are you?
I'm down with that.
Okay. I thought I was going to be press secretary, but if you want to just bump me up.
Start taking pot shots. Never mind. I'm just,
So anyway, here's the deal. We are offering another great deal for those of you who are watching on a platform other than Blaze TV. If you'd like to subscribe, we don't know when we're going to be shut off. We don't know when is going to be our last show on YouTube. It could be tomorrow. Make sure that you subscribe. We've got $30 off right now of a year-long subscription. If you use promo code NEWS, all you have to do is go to blazetv.com/newsandy. $30 off, you guys. Again, it's getting scary out there. You don't know when you're going to lose us on the platforms. Make sure you subscribe. Use promo code NEWS. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.